Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This fertilizer plant, and it's not the west side of Texas. It's actually called West City, Texas. And so I'm sitting there thinking, how could it be West Texas if it's south of Dallas?
Yeah.
And it's about 80 miles south of Dallas. It's about 60 miles west of Fairfield, where I just recently had some barbecue and all that out there. And the plume cloud, supposedly toxic, is blowing towards Dallas.
Wow.
And just pray that the rain would come and just bring this thing down. It's too big. From what I understand, they can't find some of the firefighters. They're still trying to locate people. They're doing what we've seen during the hurricanes, where they're going into a house and putting an X on it, and the X, different parts of the X, lets you know whether there's somebody was in the house, if the people were alive, or if the people were hurt, or the people were deceased. And 75 houses reportedly, according to, I believe, ABC News or Fox News, is leveled.
Wow.
You know, and not just damaged, leveled, and there's, of course, many more. That's, and you can go right now to the torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, and you can see a video. A father and his daughter was, and you know, you have your phones, and obviously, like, you had an iPhone or something.
Yeah.
And so they're riding past this fertilizer plant that's on fire. Mm. And you're thinking that's it, you know.
Right.
And so he's videoing it as he's either riding slow or stopped. I don't know what it is right now, but you can see. And it wasn't over. So he's holding his phone when one of some of the biggest explosions happened out the window in his truck. And all of a sudden, the percussion of the explosion hits their ears. I mean, similar to what's happened in Boston. And so the little girl starts to say, she says, "I can't hear. I can't hear. Get out of here, Daddy. Get out of here." I mean, just, you got to see this on the torch right now to see this. This is, you know, Lord, we need your blessing on this land. You know, we need God's protection.
So, Warren, the video is shocking. I mean, they're quite a distance away. It's not like they were right on top of it. They were way, maybe, I don't know, a football field's length away, it appears. And they're just kind of watching it from a distance. And when you see that explosion,
it wrapped around the truck. It literally wrapped around a fireball. It was just like, you know, wake up, America. We need to wake up. See, understand God's blessing. And don't try to logically figure anything out at this point. Our minds have gotten us in trouble. What we need to do is submit our mind, hold our thoughts captive, and make them obedient to Jesus Christ.
Right.
Go to your heart and think, Lord, you can protect us from our ignorance. You can keep us from making mistakes. You can prevent even, you know, terrorists from coming in our nation. You can give us the wisdom for this. And people say, well, that's, you know, and it could be an industrial, well, nobody knows, but it could be an industrial accident. But don't you want God to help? God helps me with everything that I'm doing. He'll help us and say, you know, whoever owns that plant, whoever's the safety officers, that He will just give you an extra touch from His grace to make sure that city's safe. God, that's not God's plan for that city. But if you don't turn to God, if you don't say, God, I need your help to run this company, and if you're just an employee there, you can still be like Joseph and say, hey, God, we need you to bless this business, and you can pray over it, because there's two fertilizer plants in West City. They're all over the place. That's actually what Timothy McVeigh used, from what I understand.
Wow.
When they make bombs out of that stuff, and if they make bombs from it, and it's actually, you got one of those plants near you, I guess that place is like a bomb.
Wow.
You know, they're all surprised. A lot of people just didn't realize what could happen in that plant. I'm not into the chemicals and explaining how they work or anything like that, but just.
Well, interesting that you say that, because Fox News is reporting that other witnesses have compared the scene to that of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. And authorities said that the plant made material similar to that used to fuel that bomb that tore that building apart.
What the heck are we putting on our grass and our plants? I mean, what are we doing? What is that stuff?
Toxic.
What is it?
Toxic.
Yeah, it must be very toxic.
It's very, very toxic. And sad to say, it appears, I mean, Fox is reporting that people are looting these neighborhoods now. I mean,
are they looting the neighborhoods?
Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
It says Detroit.
Looting reported after the explosion. This is just horrible.
Well, Lord, we just pray right now for those families, Jesus, and those firefighters, Lord, that they would be rescued, and everybody who has not yet found, that you would just cause them to be found and be saved, and comfort the families, or that lost their loved ones. and their property, God. And Lord, help us.
Yeah.
Help us. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.